Okay, tonight's discussion that we're going to have is regarding the laws, the halachas of Yichud. Yichud is connected somewhat to tomorrow's daf, where the Mishnah discusses in Nida on Daf Mem Gimel the different ages of when could a woman become a Nida, and when she become a Zava, and what about a man. All different ages are discussed on Mem Gimel, Mem Beis, Mem Dalet, Mem Aleph. So related to that, in terms of when she can become a Nida, is when does the laws of Yichud start applying to a man or a woman, a boy or a girl? So just to that's our segue into discussing in general some of the halachas related to Hilchas Yichud, which applies to all of us. Single, married, it doesn't matter what age a person is, as we'll see. It doesn't matter, as we'll talk about, whether the man or the woman is Jewish or not Jewish. Hilchas Yichud applies the same way. So let's just define it first. What is the definition of Yichud? The presence of a man or a woman, non-primary relatives, meaning there's no yichud between a mother and a son, and a mother and a grandmother and a grandson, and a brother and a sister, as we'll talk about later, but the presence of a man and a woman, non-primary relatives, together, alone, in a place where they cannot be seen, or where they don't think anyone will detect them. That's generally the definition. The presence of a man or a woman who are not related, meaning who are not allowed to be in a private situation, together and alone, unseen, where they are not worried that they will be detected. A lot of what we're going to talk about is, Hilchas Yichud is one of the more logical areas of halacha, where a lot of what is usur is because people are not worried that they're going to be detected. And if you're worried, then it's probably mutter. As we'll see, that's a general rule, doesn't always apply, but that's a very good barometer of whether someone's going to be usur or mutter. If somebody feels very comfortable that nobody's going to walk in, and they're in private, wherever it is, even if it's out in an open field, as we'll see in the dark, so then it's probably usur. If there's a worry about others coming in, so then it's probably mutter, as we'll see. But if you look in the Torah, in the first source, in the Sefer Torah HaYichud, a lot of svarim out there on Hilchas Yichud, see, it says exactly what I just described. Kedeshi Yechashev, Shoha Ish Boha Isha, Nimson B'matzav Shal Yichud, in order for there to be a situation of Yichud, Tzarech Shizkaimu Shlosha Tzanah, there has to be three conditions. Number one, she'nim soim yachad bekirvas makom. They have to be together in one place. Krovim zelaze. They have to be close to each other. If you have a huge ballroom, and it's pitch black, and it's very dark, but one person, the man stays on one side of the room, and the other person stays all the way on the other side of the room, so is that together? That's not krovim zelaze. They're yards and yards away from each other. That's not yichud. Even though they happen to be alone in the same room, but that's not called together. Number one, if they're far from each other, even though they can see each other, lo nechshav liyichud. Number one, together. They have to be together in one place. Number two, beis sha'adam zar lo yachal liros es maaseim shabamakam ayichud. Person cannot see them. Right, like in this room that we're in. Right, this is not a yichud situation because anybody can walk by the window. It's not a yichud situation. If the lights are off and you can't see in, that might be an issue. But not only together, but it has to be that you can be together alone in a room, but if there's a big window, that's not yichud either. So that's number two. Has to be together, alone in a room, unseen. And number three, shehim betuchim shelo yavo adam l'sham b'emsa ma'aseyem. They do not think that they're going to be interrupted. V'yesh lahem ha'efsharis la'asos ma'aseyem l'lo afra. And they can do whatever they want to do without being bothered. So those are the three conditions of Yichud according to the Torah HaYichud. This is a serious Isser. The Shulchan, this is not a Chumrah, a late Chumrah. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says it clearly. Aser lehisyachid ima erva me'arayos. It's aser to be misyachid with any of the arayos, any woman that I'm an erva to. Just put in brackets, the only woman who I'm an erva to, who I am allowed to be misyachid with, is my wife when she's a Nida. Right? Isha Nida, it's a big sugi in Lumdus, but Pashtus is an erva. Or the Rambam says it explicitly, it's one of the arayos, but that's an exception in the world of halacha. A man is allowed to be misyachid with his wife when she is a nida, as long as it's not a chuppas nida, but after that in life, there is a heter, but because of that, there are many extra chumras that Chazal put upon a husband and a wife, even more chumra than all other women in the world. For example, passing things from a man to a woman without touching, that's usur for a husband and a wife when the woman is an ida, masha einkein, for every other woman in the world. But that's all to balance out the fact that yichud is mutter between a husband and isha and ida. Okay, and brackets. But generally, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's usur to be misyached with erva meha arayos, shedavar ze gorim legalos erva, because this could cause, obviously lead to terrible consequences when a man and a woman are alone together without any supervision. Chutz meha'emim b'dava avim bito v'habala mishtonido. There are the exceptions. Mother and a son, father and a daughter, and husband and wife when she is a nida. The Shulchan Aruch describes in the next si'if that there were different stages of this isser in history. It wasn't like a one-time thing, boom, all yichud is asr. There were different stages. Some yichud is asr daraisa. And some is asr derabanan. Lamaisa, when it comes down to it, lamaskana, so it's all asr, except with these exceptions. But there were different stages. For example, kashiira maisa Amnon v'Tamar, when the tragic story of David's children, Amnon and Tamar, took place, gazer David v'yisdira yichud depnuya. David HaMelech was gozer. This is not daraisa. Yichud with an unmarried woman, so that David was gozer on that. V'yava b'she'ena erva, b'chal yichud darayasu, it's included. Shammai and Hillel, a little bit later, gazral yichud ov degachavim, even a non-Jew. Nimsa, so there are different stages. With a real erva, that's daraisa. It's based on a pasuk, the Gemara in Kiddushin, at the end of the Masechta, the pay or so, discusses what's daraisa. V'ilei l'maskana, daraisa d'rabanan, it's all aser. Nimsa, kala misyachid im isha sha'asir l'syachid ima, bein Yisraelis bein averis kochavim, the man is misyachid, is secluded with the woman who is aser, Jew or non-Jew. It's also something that not everybody is aware of. It makes no difference whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew. I'm not sure which one would be worse, but either way, they're both aser. You can look at it in different ways. But makin eshne makas mardus, that violate the isur drabanan of the extension of yichud. Okay, so this is all background. There is a very scary story that is told. I'm going to mention this again in the parsha here in a couple of weeks when the pasuk comes up in Sefer Dvarim. There's a scary story told. It's here. I gave it to you from Rav Eliyahu Lapian Sefer and the Lev Eliyahu. It's in other sources as well. Other achronim quote this story. In source number 3, Sipali Arav Atzadik HaGadol, it's a story about the daughter of the Nesivos. Nesivos, one of the great achronim, 1700s, the Ksos and the Nesivos, Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, on the bottom of the Choshen Mishpat. He wrote the Nesivos. That's his most famous work, the Nesivos on Choshen Mishpat. He also wrote the Beis Yaakov on Meseches Ksubis, and the Torah's Gittin on Meseches Gittin, and the Nachlas Yaakov on Chumash. But the Nesivos is what he's known as. The Nesivos. So the daughter of the Nesivos, third line. Maisa, this is all in terms of background, before we get into the actual nitty-gritty halacha. Maisa Nora Shira Imbito Shala Nesivos. Amazing story that happened with the daughter of the Nesivos. Shahaisa Almana, she was an Almana. V'ubita sha'amda lihi nasei. And her daughter was going to get married. V'nasu im arel echa le'eze ir l'knos begadim sarche chupa avor akala. The daughter and the granddaughter went on a wagon to a certain place to buy stuff. And they went with this wagon driver, this low-life wagon driver. Doesn't say clearly whether he was Jewish or not. The story calls him an RL, but he was somebody who they shouldn't be hanging out with. And they went on, let's say, in those days, all roads were country roads, a country road dark all by themselves. And what happened? Ha'arel yadami zev olicham lebeiso ba'arma. The RL, this taxi driver, lowlife, took them and led them, misled them on the road. They robbed them and they tied them up. They tied them up in the house with ropes. The hidliku es hatanur kadelahashlech osam sham ulasarfam. They lit up the oven in order to basically make sure that there was no evidence of the crime, including leaving their victims alive. And this is what happened. And all of a sudden, meanwhile, they put the money on the table. And they're talking about how to split up the money. And all of a sudden, the authorities jump into the room and they save the day. And they take away the perpetrator, they take away the RL, and they are saved. That's the story. That night, the Nesivos came to a dream to his daughter in a dream. Balayla banis yus bachalom el bito. Va'amala di'i, you should know. Kikasha nizvati mitzaraschem. Once I realized about your tzara, right? We could have another shiur on the topic of, did the mason know about what's going on in the world? Gemara's in Brachas about that. But this story obviously is clear. The Nesivos says this to his daughter, when I realized what was going on, I went to beg for you. I wanted to make sure that you were okay. Alisi al makom gavoa. I went up to the high levels in Shamayim. Ubikashti rachmim aleichem, and I was mavakish rachmim velo hoil, and nothing was working, Why? Kibat sha'avartim al iser yichud im im ha'arel. Because you violated the Isra of Yichud. We'll talk about it in a car, v'chulu. But this was Yichud in those days. A dark road with this guy, right? Two women and one man is Yichud. V'alisi l'macham gavoa yoser. I kept going up and up and up. And nothing would be listened to until finally I said, what about b'schus the Torah that I was marbitz with the nesivis? My nesivis that every yeshiva learns the ksos of the nesivis. And b'schus the Torah that I disseminated says that. That's why you were saved. That's why you were saved. Umeyata, but know why the danger came upon you and be careful in the future. Adkan divri asipur, again, that's a Maisa Nora, as it's called, but it highlights the issue of the Isra of Yichud. Okay, let's get to some of the, again, continuing the definition in the background. The Isra is both for the man and the woman. There's no difference in this Isra. Right, it's equal, both the man and the woman. What age? As we'll see later, but I'll mention it now. The boy above 9 years old is already subject to this Rav Yichud, and a girl maybe even younger, depending on the situation. But it comes up, the case of Yichud comes up all the time. It comes up in houses, guests over, cousins, comes up sometimes in a car, offices, babysitters, help in the house. Again, this Hilchos Yichud comes up more often than one might think. One final point by way of introduction, and that is, any amount of yichud is a problem, even shorter than what's known as the shir tumah. We will see later on when we discuss elevators, if a yichud situation requires the possibility of a certain amount of time together. And that's why, as we'll see, I'll mention it now, but as we'll see, elevators generally are not a problem, because at any moment the doors could open, and there's no shir at any moment. There's no shir of tumah. But what if you're in a yichud situation, but you know that you're going to leave before the time is up? So that's not okay. It's only if inherently the situation is one which will not be yichud because the doors are going to open up automatically, like in an elevator. But if it is a real yichud situation, but I decide, or I end up changing my mind, or I realize it's asur, so then that's not mutar l'chatchila. Says Shlomo Zalman. He says this explicitly in source number 4, turning over the top of page 2, Ava mikol makom, on the back of the page, Nira lani yezdaiti, you have it? The kol shahayichud hu b'makom, shehem kein yicholin l'shahosham, kishir tumah, if it's in a place where the yichud can take place, az ika mamish isher yichud dal raisa al kol rega v'rega, shehem shom yachad, gam lifnei sheshow kishir tumah. Even before they get to the Shir of Tumah, whatever couple of minutes it is, but because they're there, even if it's not going to be that long, but this is a Yichud situation. And therefore the Isra is violated. Let's say they decide in the middle. They're Chozer and Betshuva, right in the middle of the moments. V'nispazru l'fnei sheshow kishir tumah, and they leave the situation before the time has elapsed, what's known as the shir tumah, the amount of time that something really could happen. Afilo hachi, they so violated kfar avra alisur yichud v'tzrichim kapara. And he says, kol shekin, if people happen to walk in that you didn't realize and save you from the isur, that also, but either way, the isur has been violated. It's an independent isur, even if nothing ever takes place. Obviously, it's a syug, it's a geder, but part of it's daraisa. It's an independent isur. Yeah, we mentioned many times that there are examples of isuri daraisa that are syug and for other isuri daraisa. Right? Just because something's daraisa doesn't mean it's not a syug. But the Ran says the isur of having chametz in your house on Pesach, Baal Yerah Bayimatzah, is a syug, so you don't come to eat chametz. Right, the Kesef Mishnah says that cooking basar b'chalav, you're not allowed to even cook basar b'chalav because you might come to eat basar b'chalav. There are many examples of siyagim daraisa.
So does it apply to the guy?
So no, the guy is not. Doesn't apply to the guy. It's not one of the Shabbat mitzvahs. I don't think it's avak tegili arayis. I don't think it's avak tegili arayis. But mitzidi, it applies to me. It's got to be the guy. Okay, so that's all definitions and background. Okay, let's now get to some of the principles of the Isra of Yichud. Oh, just one other ha'ara that I wanted to make, and that is the Sefer HaChinuch says in Kuf Pei Ches, the Isra D'Araisa of, as you see, shalola his adain ba'achas mikol ha'arayos. Any type of sensual or inappropriate behavior between a man and a woman is a separate issa daraisa, right? This yichud is included in this, but any type of levity that is inappropriate between a man and a woman is included in a separate iser that the chinuch counts as lo sikrivu legalos erva. Also includes negia, which is a separate topic. But there, the chinuch says that nobody in the history of the world could ever say, "I don't need these laws. I'm okay. I can handle it." Right, so whatever type of inappropriate can be defined in different ways. But one cannot say, says the Sefer HaChinuch, about any of these laws, you know, it doesn't apply to me. I can handle it, or I cannot handle it, because, says the Sefer HaChinuch, what the Gemara says, Ein avu trapas la'arayas. In this area, there is no guard, and therefore nobody is allowed to break boundaries. In this area, more than any other area in halacha. And number two, these are halachas per se. They're not just guards. These are mitzvahs. These are halachos. And therefore, we have to keep them as mitzvahs per se. Okay, let's get to some of the principles. First of all, spousal support. It's important to know this first principle is an issue of marriage. Are there any leniencies for spouses? What does that mean? So there is a sugya in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Pei Aleph where the Gemara talks about ba'ala ba'ir. What if the husband's in town? Right, the woman's at home and the plumber comes to fix the sink. The Gemara says, Ba'ala ba'ir, there's no isser of yichud. That's the Gemara. Source number 6, Kedusha da Pei Aleph, Amar Rabba, Ba'ala ba'ir, Ein choshishim mishem yichud. No problem. Why not? Why not? Just because the husband's in the city? Right, so why isn't there yichud? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says, Ba'ala ba'ir is no problem. Top line. Why? Dimistafi mi ba'al hashtasi. Because at any moment, the woman's saying, well, my husband might walk in at any moment. So there's the worry of that, and therefore there's no issur of yichud of ba'al ba'ir. That's Rashi. The Rambam has a different shot. The Rambam in Source 8, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Biya, Eishes ish haya ba'al ba'ir, eina choshesh liyichud. Why? Mipnei she'emas ba'ala aleha. The awe and fear of her husband is upon her. Sounds like for the Rambam, even if the woman is, the guy's not going to be about to walk in. But Amos Baila Aleha, the awe and the fear that she, the presence of the husband in the city causes her to not try anything, and it wouldn't be a yichud situation. There are many nafkaminas that Achronim point out based on these two reasons, we're generally machmir, as we'll see. For example, what if the husband doesn't know where the wife is? The wife knows that the husband's in town, but the husband doesn't know where the wife is. So that's nafka mina, Rashi Rambam. According to Rashi, you're worried that the husband's going to walk in, but here he doesn't know where the wife is. So according to Rashi, it would be usur. According to the Rambam, it's still emas baila aleha. Still, the fear of the husband is upon her. Or another nafka mina in the Nishmat Avraham in Source number 9. How do you define ear? How do you define city? What if you take a city like Manhattan? So if somebody's up in Washington Heights on 181st Street, the wife is there, and the husband is on 34th Street at work, that's called Baila Ba'ir. So how do you define it? The Nishmat Avraham talks about the different shitot, even Tel Aviv. Right now, you know, Tel Aviv used to be a much smaller place, and now there are many cities that are contiguous to Tel Aviv. You just Ramat Gan, you just keep going, and there's all the way to Bnei Brak. There's no break. So that's what he says, that the Shmat Avram, Dr. Abraham quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman on the bottom left of the source, Rav Auerbach told me that Chazal did not differentiate between a small and large city. Therefore, even if she knows that her husband had traveled to the other side of a large city, such as London or New York, yichud would be permitted. He also noted that today, Tel Aviv, Ramat Gan, Petach Tikva are all considered a part of one city. So they're all adjacent to each other. So again, this is, according to Rashi, you're worried that the husband's going to walk in, and if it's on the other side of the city, then pashtus it shouldn't apply. Shouldn't have the heter. Mashiach, according to the Rambam, emas baila aleha. So then one would still have the heter. Generally, we're machmir lemaisa. We're machmir like Rashi. That has got to be that if there's a chance that the husband is going to walk in. Rav Moshe says this. Rav Moshe in Tshuva in Eben Ezra Chelak Dalad. He talks about, what if the husband's in jail? A, or a less extreme case, what if the husband has a regular 9-to-5 job and you know he's not leaving? You know he's in his office, he's not leaving. You just spoke to him. So nowadays, in the day of cell phones, when you speak to them, you have no idea where they are. But let's say there's something called a landline phone, right? There's something called that with a wire. I know it's hard to believe, but there are phones that used to have wires, right? So if the the wife just saw on the caller ID that the husband's on the other side of town calling from his landline phone, says Rav Moshe, you can't rely on the heter in that case. That's not Bala Be'ir Lamaisa, according to Rashi. So that's what Rav Moshe says. Line 6. Omitam Zeh, Shebedina Zu, New York. Rav Moshe spells New York Nun Vav Aleph. Big child. What do you write in Iksuba? Right? Nun Vav, not you spell it Nun Yud Vav or Nun Vav Aleph. So you have to go. Every Masada Kedushin has their Mesora, which, what do they write in the, how do you write New York? So, Omitam Zeh, Shebedina Zu, New York. Kishabaila Hu Ba'ir, Avo Yadua Hula, but it's known. Shehalach Lekse Ha'ir, Shemea Bayis, and Malcolm Shehalach Lesham, Werech Shah. Takes an hour to get there. It's an hour to get back. And he's going to be there for a while. There's an Isser Yichud there. That's the, you don't have the heter of Bala Be'ir in that case. And therefore, it is a problem. Unless, says Rav Moshe, he's self-employed. If somebody's self-employed and makes his own hours, and sometimes he could come home early, if he chooses to, and sometimes not, so then already he can have the heter. Again, a lot of it is based on Svara. If there's a real shash that the person might walk in, then the woman, there's always Rav Yichud with her with the plumber, because she's nervous that the husband might walk in at any moment. If there's no worry, so then it is more of a problem. Okay, Rav Moshe also talks about, what if the husband gives Rishus? Oh, I know the plumber's coming. I'm not worried about him. Right, so again, that might be enough gemina. If the husband is mochel, right, it's the opposite of a sota, right? Instead of warning, it's the feel free. Right, so that also might be enough gemina to Rashi and the Rambam, but again, in all these cases, we generally try to be machmir. That is one half of the discussion. Bala ba'ir. What about the opposite? What about ishto? Ishto ba'ir. Is there any heter for the husband to have yichud with another woman if the wife is there? The answer is no. The answer is a wife is not good enough, because generally, as we see in these halachas, there's more stringencies placed on the yichud of a man than of a woman. Because we need more precautions for a man. The man has a greater yetzahara in these areas, and he needs more controls. And therefore, says the Gemara. The Gemara talks about ishto be'ir is not good enough. Ishto imo is the only heter. That's what Rav Moshe discusses in Source 13. Dafka kshi nimseis imo v'lo sagi b'mashi ba'ir. Right, ishto imo is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, and Moshe says there's more chashos, and therefore it is a difference between husband and wife. Yeah.
Yeah. So any time where there's a yichud situation with two Jews, then one of them is for sure usher for, right?
If there's yichud for two Jews, then there's generally usher for both.
But I'm saying, like, because they're a terim, like Bala Be'ir.
Oh, so interesting. So you're asking, yeah, if the woman has the heter of Bala Be'ir, what about the plumber? What about the plumber? So in that case, I don't know if I gave it to you, but there's an interesting tshuva. I would say in that case, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva, is there lifnei iver?
Right.
Does the woman have to, should the woman tell the plumber? I would assume yes. She would say, you know, my husband's in town, just letting you know. You know, that's to say that. Or else, it would be similar, the Gemara talks about a case, what if you think you're eating a piece of treif and it ends up being kosher?
Yeah, but even if
right? So in that case, you still need a kapara, even though you happen to eat kosher, because you thought you were eating treif. So here the guy thinks he's having an Isser Yichud, even though it's not really Yichud because the husband's in town. But in that case, the woman should say something.
It's still Yichud for him, you're saying?
No, it wouldn't be Yichud for him because the husband could walk in at any moment. Husband could walk in at any moment. Good. So that is principle number one, spousal connection. Number two principle, important topic. The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch quotes. By Source 14, the Shulchan Aruch, all these issues are in Simcha Beis and Eved Ezer. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Bayis sepshepsacho pasuach l'rishus harabim, echshash l'zyachid im shamim erva. A situation where there's a door open to the public street. So the words means, pischo pasuach l'rishus harabim, echshash l'zyachid shamim erva. No problem. Major machlokas achronim. What does that mean? What does it mean, pischo pasuach l'rishus harabim? How open does it have to be? Meaning, is it what we would call the door open? What about unlocked? Closed but unlocked. Is that good enough? Let's say if there's a boy and a girl, they're on a date, and at the end of the date, the boy wants to come and hang out with the girl a little bit inside in her living room, and they go home, and they thought the mother or the father would be home, but nobody's home. They don't want to sit in the car for an hour. They go inside. Do they have to leave the door open, or what about closed but unlocked? What about closed but unlocked? Major machlokas achronim. Look in source 15. I can just give you a summary of it. It's major machlokas. It's Torah Sayichud. Again, the Sefer on Hilchos Yichud, one amongst many. Says the Torah Sayichud is the one from the Otzer HaPoskim series. Says the Torah Sayichud, Cheder Shepasuach Roshes Arabim Mutal Is Yachei Sham. What does that mean? Nech Leku HaPoskim Beheter Shal Pesach Pasuach Roshes Arabim Ha'imu Dafka Kishadel Is Psucha Lagamrei. Is it only where the door is mamish open? O Gam Kishadel Is Segura Ve'inu Nehulu B'minol. Or is it even if it's closed but unlocked? Why? Because people can walk in at any time if it's unlocked. To me, call makom ichshash yichud kivish adam zor yachol of toches adelas likaris penima ula halacha yesh lahatir afilu beskura kolochein in ula. And he says yesh lahatir yesh makom lismoch lakula as long as it is unlocked. I might add though that's only in a situation where it's being unlocked creates like a little limit on the behavior. It's if it's a house that's very off the tree, and they know they'll hear the car door outside close before anybody comes up the walk. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a case where unlocked would be good enough to already put in the minds of the people involved that you know what, anybody could walk in any moment, and the mother could walk in, the father could walk in without any warning. That's the case that the poskim we're talking about. If there is any hetter. Just one other ha'ara, and then for this topic, and then I'll take the question if there is any. The Rav Moshe has a big kula. Rav Moshe in Source 18. Evan Ezra Chelak Dalet Simin Samachay. And not all poskim, not all achronim are happy with this kula. Bepezak Masurach L'Rishas Rabim, Farbi Arti, says Rav Moshe. Dafilu Ne'ula Adeles. Kedera Kol Adelasos. Rav Moshe says, I hold, even if it's locked. Even if it's locked? How is that Pesak Pasuach? Even if it's locked. Shedere kule alma bikrachim. What's the minog of life? Linol bi befnim mitzad shmira. People always lock their doors when they go inside. Kiva shedere kule alma. But what happens? Dikisha shomin mi shenoki faladeles. When somebody knows that you're in the house, and they knock on the door, or they ring the bell, they expect to hear from inside right away. Who is it? They expect to hear something. And if there's any kind of delay with the answering, they're going to think something's up and something's fishy. Says Rav Moshe, that itself is enough of a deterrent. The fact that you're going to have to answer right away, who is it? And if somebody's involved in something, they're not really going to be able to do that. Says Rav Moshe, that's good enough for the svara of Pesach Mazur Lashes Rabim. And when you hear it's somebody that you know, you have to open the door right away. Right? You go, 1 minute, I'm coming, and then they see there's only a boy and a girl inside. Well, yeah. What took so long? So that shash is enough according to Rav Moshe. When people come, because people are worried that they're not going to be able to answer properly. That is a big kula that Rav Moshe has. Other poskim are not happy with this. So again, already now we have at least a middle approach. You want to be makel, do the pshara approach, which is closed but unlocked. Again, will there be others that say maybe a little bit open, meaning touch the door to the threshold? Some say not. Again, one should ask their local posek, but these are the shitas related to Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. Rav Ribiyat I gave you as a sefer on Yichud. Rav Ribiyat became famous after his sefer Sfarim on Shabbos. But before that, he had a sefer on Yichud, one volume, and same type of structure. And he has there, and he discusses this Shuva of Rav Moshe. And he says, one should not, at the end of the source 219, one should not resort to this linear ruling unless there's a compelling need to do so. Meaning, unless, I don't know, it's a bad neighborhood or something, but one should not rely on this kula. Maybe let's just do one or two more points, and then we'll pick up next time. We'll split this discussion up into two, and we'll do the second half next time. Just two more ha'aris. Number one, there is a concept called shomrim. Meaning, how many people have to be there in order for it not to be a yichud situation? How many? So again, a lot of boys and a lot of girls, a lot of men, a lot of women together, that's not yichud. You have a lot. But what about a situation where there's less. So what's less? How little? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Source 20, Shulchan Aruch says, one man, two women, that is a problem. One woman, two men, that's a problem. So you got to add one to the mix. One man and three women is not yichud. Right? One man and three women is not yichud. Two men and a woman is not yichud. Right? One man and one woman is yichud. So two men, one man can be shomer on the other man. And you need three women, though, in that situation. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's at night, you need to add an extra one also. If it's in a real private situation. So Lamaisa, one, if it's not in a very secretive situation, where most cases are, so two men and a woman is okay. So let's say, if one knows that there is a yichud situation, that is possible. So two men, I had the shaila recently, a neighbor was having a guest over, and their husband was away for on a business trip one night. So you gotta work it out. Gotta work it out how that could be. But again, one man, relative, let's say, sleeping over, could help in that situation. In terms of shomrim. One final point, and that is, there are certain, I just gave you in sort of Rabbi Rivia quotes, examples of shomrim. Boy, girl, woman whose husband is in the city, man whose wife is nearby, father, daughter, you know, different situations of shomrim. One final principle, and that is, there's this, something called, and from the Gemara, gaspa. Gaspa means if there is a special relationship between the man and the woman that we're talking about. What does gaspa mean? In the concept of the laws of Yichud, says Rabbi Ribiad in 22, a gaspa is any particular man with whom a particular woman has a special relationship or close friendship. What does gaspa mean? The gaspa relationship between two people is evident when the individuals are wont to gesture to one another in the kind of discreet body language characteristically used by persons who are intimate with each other. It means there's a special relationship between these people. So what does it mean? What does gaspa mean? What are examples of gaspa? So the best example of gaspa is an engaged couple. An engaged couple needs more precautions than a non-engaged couple because they're already very special. Very special relationship, and there's more of a chash, that's what might happen. Or it's worth turning over. Reverbia gives examples. Cousins who have a special, very special relationship. Neighbors who grew up together. Right? A psychologist, a live-in maid, even. All of these. Co-workers. Right? All of these. If you have any type of special relationship with this other person, so then one might need higher standards, and one has to realize themselves that it is something that one should be more careful with. Okay, these are all the principles of Hilchas Yichud. Maybe we'll stop here, and the next time we'll discuss applications. We'll talk all about the applications of elevators, cars, babysitters, adoption, and step relationships. That's a very serious issue. How do you work out adopted children? Hilchas Yichud and Negiah related, medical offices, the Hulu. So these are all issues that hopefully we'll pick up with in part two of Yichud, which hopefully we'll do next Monday night, if schedule keeps to it. Okay, we'll stop here.